live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 10:30, and I'm very pleased to be welcoming Holly from the NSPCC via Zoom. Welcome to you, Holly. Lovely to speak to you. Now, are you in the local branch of the NSPCC?
So my role is Community Fundraising Manager, and I cover an area, a patch of the East of England. So I cover Cambridgeshire as a manager of volunteers in that area.
Oh, right. So brilliant. So you are responsible for this area, though, yeah?
Yes.
Right, so for this area, we have two lovely events coming up. And do you want to tell us a little bit more about them both? Maybe start with the cream tea?
Absolutely. So the cream tea is an event that's happening on Wednesday, the 14th of August at 2 o'clock. And it's at the private gardens of the Gonville Hotel, which we're really pleased to have this event happening there because the Gonville is an incredible supporter of the charity and the Cambridgeshire events. So if somebody were wanting to come along to the cream tea afternoon, this would involve some lovely traditional sandwiches, cakes, scones with jam and cream, and fine leaf teas. And there'll be a guest speaker there called Jane Malon. She's from the English Cream Tea Company, and she'll be talking about the secrets of English afternoon tea.
That sounds really good fun. I've had been to a few of your lunches with talks at the Gonville, and as you say, they always do a very lovely food, and it's always very interesting to hear the speaker on kind of whatever topic it is, really, and to meet some nice people too.
Yeah, it's lovely, and it's a wonderful community, and you know, we're really lucky to have the Gonville host the Cambridge Dining Club events.
And I see that there's also a themed luxury hamper raffle as well.
Yes, there's a luxury hamper raffle, and if you wanted to come along, it's £26 per person, which I think is an incredible price to pay, and all profits will go to the NSPCC, so we are really lucky that that event is happening.
And talking about that, what does the NSPCC do specifically sort of in this area then?
So we have a need. We find out what the need is in each region, and we provide services depending on that need. So, for example, direct services provided for children. Last year in the Cambridgeshire area, there were 748 children and families in England that were provided direct services. And in Cambridgeshire alone, there were 644 referrals to local agencies in the area, which might be, for example, children's services and the local police. We have campaigns going on all around the UK, and then they sort of change area again depending on the need. And we have our Listen Up, Speak Up campaign at the moment going on, which is free online workshops. We're delivering those to adults to recognise the signs of abuse and what to do with that concern if they see something.
That's brilliant. That sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, we'll go on to the golf event in a moment, but say one is if people want to come along to the cream tea, but you're looking for volunteers, aren't you, for this and the lunch clubs that the Gonville helped. What would that involve?
Absolutely. So we have lots of events that take place in Cambridgeshire wide. And if anybody wanted to get involved, we welcome volunteers, you know, in all sorts of capacities, really. And the lovely thing about volunteering for the NSPCC is that it's bespoke to you. So you offer the amount of time and the amount of service that you want to give. We say roughly it's around 2 to 3 hours per month. So that might be coming along to events to support. It might be doing some of the organising if you didn't want to appear in person. So it really is flexible for you, and you can get involved by contacting our fundraising support team. And again, I should have mentioned that for the English Cream Tea and for the golf day that we're going to talk about, if you want to come along and get involved and join in, you can contact our fundraising support team by email, which is fundraisingsupportteam@nspcc.org.uk, and again, you can reach out there if you would like to volunteer as well.
Now, that's good. That's nice and easy then for people to find. And I'm guessing if all else failed, they could Google that for the local area as well. Now, tell me about the golf event as well.
So the golf event, this is an annual event that takes place for our Cambridgeshire team, and over the last few years, it has raised over £15,000, which is an incredible amount of money. We're really, really hoping that this year it might tip us over the 20,000 £1,000 mark, which would be incredible. And it's because of the kind and generous support from the One Group in Cambridge that we're really fortunate that this event is so successful. So it's taking place on Thursday, the 26th of August.
I've got Thursday, the 29th of August here. Is that not right?
I think you might be right, actually. Yes, yeah. Thank you, Alex. The 26th is the Monday, isn't it?
Yes, that's the bank holiday. Yeah, that's all just checking. Right, so Thursday, 29th of August. Yeah.
29th of August. It's at Cambridge Country Club, and it starts with bacon rolls and coffee or tea. It has a shotgun start at 8 a.m., and there's all sorts happening throughout the day, such as yellow ball competitions, putting competitions. There's homemade refreshments at the halfway point. There's a two-course meal in the Cotto restaurant, and there's an amazing raffle as well.
And it's for teams of four, that one, isn't it? So you need to find some people. I guess you have to find people, or would you put people with other people?
We're selling it as teams of four,
right,
so it's £400 for a team of four.
Mm-hmm.
We're not putting people together because there could be a risk that there could be an odd number on the day, so we're asking people to come as a team and book in as a team. And again, you can contact the fundraising support team to get involved on the golf day.
And if people wanted to help with that, but they didn't want to play golf, I'm guessing you've got lots of people. You'll need stewards, you'll need people to help with the refreshments or whatever.
Absolutely, yes. But more hands on deck, the better, to make it smooth. And, you know, we'll be serving refreshments along the course on a golf buggy, helping in the restaurant, helping with the raffle. There's all sorts that you can do to get involved on the day. So we would love some volunteers for that too.
And I, from what you were saying before as well, if you're not able to because you work on those days, or, you know, there's reasons you can't be there, you need lots of help with admin and things as well that you could do from home, sort of in an evening or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. You know, for example, raffles, we are so lucky to have the support of local businesses with raffle prizes. So again, if somebody wanted to offer some time in the evening but they couldn't attend on the day, they could do work such as contacting local companies to see if you could get any more raffle prizes.
Yeah, actually, that's a really vital one, isn't it, for any fundraising? Yes. Is and it takes time. It all takes time, and everyone's giving as much time as they can. So that's really good to know. Is there anything else you'd like to cover?
I think I just wanted to make sure that people know that we provide services 24/7 for children. So our Childline service is there 24/7. So if anybody's listening to this, it could be a child in need of support and they can phone Childline. If it's an adult in need of support, they've seen something that concerns them, they can call the helpline, and we are here for children. And especially at this time of year, I think it's really important to mention that, because the summer holidays are an amazing time for so many children, but sadly not for all children. So if there's anybody listening that might need some support, the NSPCC are here for them.
And what are those numbers?
I knew you were going to ask me that, Alex. Childline number is 0800 11 11. I hope I've got that right. The helpline number has escaped me, but you can find that. Obviously, the NSPCC website is full of all sorts of information.
So that's the place to go if you're concerned.
And the thing is, Alex, I say call, but we provide different services. So if somebody, a child might want to get in touch online, they might want to send an email. We have all sorts of services. So the NSPCC website is full of everything you need. So that's a great port of call.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you. That's really good to know, actually. And you're right. And the summer holidays, you haven't got that school network support that some children will be relying on, or teachers can keep an eye on what's going on.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Then suddenly they haven't got that for a few weeks now. So
it's a real safety net for some children. And you know, this might be a time when they're desperately in need.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for that, Holly. It's been really informative. And I really hope that the afternoon tea, which sounds wonderful, and the golf afternoon, also hopefully for good weather, that they go really well. And say, if they want to get in touch, just say one more time where people can sign up, or they can ask if they would like to help as volunteers.
Absolutely. So it's fundraising support team at nspcc.org.uk, and they can send their query in an email and it will reach me, or it will reach the team in Cambridgeshire.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for your help, Holly. And
Thank you so much,
good luck with that and the NSPCC. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.